I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we're back. And what an episode we have for you this week. Joined by, you asked for it, we finally have a female that jumped on the grenade and figured she would jump on the podcast with us, and we're glad to have her. So keep it classy, gentlemen. It's a kids show, PG rated. So I even have to watch what I say this week. Welcome, Nikki, to the show. Nikki's quick background, she's a hockey player. We played hockey through the years, different times, different women's teams, co-ed teams, different things, multiple connections. So let's just welcome her to the show, and we're going to just have fun with it. And hopefully everything goes well. So with that being said, Ed, let's start with the emails this week. What do you got for us?
All right. Well, Ed's email is sponsored by the Brock Street Brewing Company, Whitby, Ontario, Canada. Check out their flagship beer, the Blonde, and their two gold medal winning beers, the Irish Red and the Pilsner. All right, I'm going to cut that one a little bit short with the commercial because we're going to get right into this because there's quite a few of us tonight, and I think it's going to be one of those ones that we're going to have to dive deep on. What's your take on the Lucic situation with the Bruins? I'm going to kick it to you guys, and I'll follow up pretty much at the end. So whoever wants to go first, go first.
Do you want to mention who sent that in for us?
Sure. That was Keith. Keith from Columbus, Ohio.
Our buddy Keith, right, Ed?
Keith, yes, sir. Let's go.
All right. So let's start. I'm going to start with Chris. We're going to go with Bruins Nation heavy this week. I want your take on it. So, Chris, you take it.
Yeah, disappointing to say the least, right? Lucic has always been like a fan favorite. He was always one of my favorite Bruins, just a hard nose, gets into those dirty areas, always willing to throw down the gloves and fight. So definitely disappointed to hear that, especially being a second time thing going on here. So let's see what happens. I know he's got the court date. I think it's January 19th. I'm sure if he's found guilty, that probably will be the end of his career, unfortunately. That's just my take, my guess on that. So that's unfortunate. Hopefully what he's doing with the NHL will help him, work some kinks out there. I thought of something that I thought was kind of me and my wife were talking about it, and we just brought up. She was like, wow, why do you think he's doing that? And, yeah, everything's like liquor and this and that. But I said, you know what? I said, maybe he took too many punches to the head, you know? So I think that's something that's maybe not really looked at and never will be looked at, right? We know all these issues with CTE always come up after their death, right? You can't check that, you know, until they do autopsy in the brain. So, again, not trying to, like, say what he did, trying to cover up what he did, but, like, it's always a possibility, right? That CTE stuff that you can see. We've seen plenty of cases where people just not acting normal with that. So, but let's see what happens with all of it. And hopefully it doesn't get too sour at the end, you know?
This is a great topic. I would love to have a woman's perspective on this one. So Nikki, please.
So I don't know. I'm a little all over the place about it because I love Lucic. Like, I always loved him, but I also think there's two sides to every story. Well, usually three sides, but I know alcohol was involved, which is never an excuse, but I also know that growing up with two brothers, they have dated some crazies. So sometimes both sides get into it. So I'm definitely not making any excuses, but there's always two sides to every story. So, and he was injured, so that probably played a role into him just being all over the place. I don't know. I'm not making excuses at all, but there is always two sides to every story.
Tom, what do you got?
Well, it doesn't matter to me. Any circumstance, there are no circumstances where you put your hands on a woman. So if he gets found guilty, I think they should release him right there. And I think more than likely he was going to retire at the end of the year anyway. I think what he always wanted to do was finish in Boston. So this may just unfortunately put an end to his career a little bit earlier than he wanted to. But to me, there are no excuses. You don't put your hands on a woman either way. I mean, I don't care how much she provokes you or not. Just to me, that's not cool.
But do we Brad, know for a fact he put his hands on her?
Well, she had bruises. They took pictures of her chest where she and they were all red. And supposedly he admitted he pulled her hair, but I don't really know. So that's have to wait until all the facts come out.
Yeah.
I think the tough part is he's not a first-time offender with her, and it is the same person from the last we'll just say for legal reasons, right? The allegations that put against him are there is a history there, and it is between the two of them. So you don't know if they're toxic together. I know the last time that it happened, they weren't married. Now I think there's kids involved. So always like when the dynamic changes a little bit, did the kids see it? Is it a little bit more deeper than what they can actually mention on the surface? And that's the thing for everything that's on social media now, there are still some things that you're not going to get all the details, and probably for good reason too. But at the end of the day, you know, I think the worship of celebrity is too overblown sometimes. Some people would rather spend their time watching sports than watching their own kids play. And I've seen that before. I think that's where it's lost as a coach and a parent, where I've seen dads that won't go to their kids' games on a Sunday afternoon because the NFL's on. And I think that's where society is a little bit, misconstrued with things. But Brad, what's your take on this whole,
just real quick, I like what you said and Chris said, these athletes are basically given God status, celebrity God status, to some extent. I do believe some of them think they are above the law, and that's where you get a lot of these issues. I don't think these issues are new. I think these issues have been happening for years, decades even. It's just that now we have technology and stuff gets shared across the planet in a millisecond. And so now people whip out the phones, they take pictures, they go live, and they catch these guys in the act. And I also think what Chris said with CTE and these contact sports, football and hockey, you cannot rule that out. We know so much more now than we did 10 years ago. And I think stuff's probably been covered up more. And I think the more time goes on, the more science we get behind it, there's going to be more, not justifying it, but I think it is a very clear indication that men in contact sports beat their wives, right? Like, it's a common occurrence, man. And until that gets addressed by contact sports in general, I don't see that problem going away. Like, there is something dead wrong with these sports, hockey and football, when this stuff goes down.
Now, Brad, 100%. is there a history with women that play contact sports that beat their husbands?
Only in women's Olympic soccer.
let's
forget her name, but she used to put a hurting on her old man.
The goalie.
Ed,
not out of that guy.
Ed, do you want to wrap it up with your real critique on it?
Yeah, I mean, this is my thing. Is that first and foremost, this is all alleged stuff, first and foremost, okay? Right. Number two, look, there's a pattern of behavior here. This happened before, and there was a quote, do you know who I am the last time that this happened, okay? So there's a pattern of behavior here, okay? Look, the whole CTE thing, okay, that's great and everything like that. But the bottom line is just like, that's an excuse, I mean, you are the master and the commander of your own behavior. You know what I mean? So if you're, and the thing about it is just that, he's a big guy and he's used to intimidating people, and maybe, she didn't want to back down. And so he took it to the next level. Doesn't make it right. That's not what I'm saying. And to Nikki's point, I mean, there are two sides to every story. Technically, 100%. There are three. There's two different persons and the truth. And probably somewhere in the middle, that's where the truth lies. I mean, so, You know, the thing about it is that he, you know, he's a great hockey player. I wouldn't say that he's the best hockey player of our generation or the 2000s or anything like that. So my take is that, you know, due process is going to happen. Bottom line is that he pleaded not guilty, which basically puts the burden on the state to prove that he did it. And if his wife doesn't press charges, well, then there's that. So and the pattern of behavior is going to continue. You know, and so there's a lot of other ramifications that are down there. He's been suspended indefinitely by the team. He's now in the NHLPA program now. And I did find it very interesting that the court in Boston actually levied that he's not allowed to drink until his next court date. So that would tell me that, you know, basically with steroids or with drinking. Cheers, Brad. You know, if you're an asshole before you drink, you become a bigger asshole when you drink. So,
definitely.
So that's my take.
Ed, I know that's a two-part question. Keith had some question about coaching, and let's save that for next week because we got so much to talk about this week, especially with the NFL picks and everything. So let's close the book on that. It's continuing saga. I'm sure that we're going to talk about it more as the weeks go on.
Thanks a lot, Keith. Thanks for the question, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Tom, you ready for the best segment of the show? The one that gains all the notoriety. Take it away, Tom.
Hey, Tom, shitty picks.
Stop being so cheap.
I don't know the hype guy today. I mean,
no hype guy. He's down at the bottom. He's not on an anniversary tour outside of Foxborough.
Yeah. Buy a shirt, you simpletons.
You milk drinkers, buy a shirt, right, Chris?
I nailed my pick this week. I had Derrick Henry against Carolina. He had two touchdowns. He had 75 yards rushing. Fantasy-wise, he had 20 points in ESPN format. So that one I kind of nailed. So this coming week, there are only 13 games. So there are a few teams with buys. So I ended up taking Miami running back Raheem Mostert against Washington. I think he's on a roll. He had a big game Friday on Black Friday when they played. I think he's going to roll up some pretty big numbers against Washington. I think Washington is pretty much mailing it in now.
So we got, like I said, so much to talk about. There's the CM Punk return. There's some other things to talk about, but we'll see how much. It's crazy. Tom, you said that it's week 13 for NFL picks this week. How are we doing so far? And are you ready to throw some picks out there?
I'm ready to do the this week's yet, but going into this week, Ed maintaining a 2-point lead on me. And you and Brad are like maybe five behind. You and Brad are tied for third place. And Chris, if Chris was here the whole year, I'm sure he'd be winning. So,
yeah, he had to do some timeouts here and there. Yes.
All right. So, Week 13. Nikki, are you going to be doing picks?
Let's do some picks.
No pressure.
Yeah, good. Yes.
Let's go.
All right. Game one, Dallas Cowboys at home against Seattle. Nikki, I hate to put you on the spot, but ladies first.
Pick wisely.
Am I just picking a team?
Yeah, pick whoever you think's going to win.
Who was it? Cowboys versus who?
Seattle Seahawks.
I really don't want to say Cowboys.
Fucking say it.
I just don't want them to win. Man,
be
but
nice,
I'll say.
Damn it.
All right, I don't want them to win, but I'll say Cowboys.
All right, Chris.
Brad. I hope we can repair our newly found friendship here, but. To be serious, the Cowboys beat up on these terrible teams. They have not beat a team above 500. Seattle sits slightly above 500. And then they're on to Buffalo, Miami, Detroit.
We got a tough stretch.
Cowboys are in trouble. Seattle.
Oh, man.
All right. Ed?
I'm going to go with the Cowboys, man. And it's not because I want to play nice in the sandbox with Brad either.
Brad, I know who you're going to pick, but I'll ask anyway.
This is my thing. If we beat a shitty team, people get mad. If we lose to a shitty team, people get mad. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Cowboys all day.
Did I pick? I'm going to go Cowboys because I'm here to make friends.
Yeah, you are.
Two, the Tennessee Titans are at home against the Indianapolis Colts. Nikki.
Tennessee.
I knew I liked you. Chris.
Yeah, that's a tight one. I could go either way. I'm going to go with Tennessee.
All righty. Andy?
I'm going to go Colts.
Ooh. All right. Ed?
I'm going to go with the Colts.
All righty. Brad?
Yeah, it's a tight one. Tight butthole. Titans.
Damn.
Kid show.
It's a kid show. Sorry.
All righty. Next game. New England Patriots at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. Nikki.
Oh, God. Definitely not the Patriots.
All righty.
Which hurts to say, but.
Hashtag tank for Caleb for me. So. All right. Chris.
Chargers.
All righty. Andy.
I'll go Bolts.
All righty. Ed.
I mean. I can't stand this, but man, it's gonna. I'm going with the Superchargers, baby.
Alrighty.
Can't stand the Patriots this year. They're terrible. Morris, you make me sick when you speak. That's how I feel about them.
Mm.
Brad,
I'm gonna try my Boston accent here. The Chargers.
There we go.
Not bad. All right. Next game: the New Orleans Saints at home against the Detroit Lions. Nikki.
Detroit.
Alrighty. Chris.
Yeah, Detroit's a good team, even though they look terrible on Thanksgiving. We'll go with Detroit.
Alrighty. Andy.
I'm still sticking with the Lions because I told you it's going to be the Lions and the Browns in the Super Bowl. That's what I heard at Foxwoods, and I'm sticking to it.
Ed.
After how inconsistent the Saints have been playing, I'm going with the Lions, even though the Lions look very shit on Turkey Day.
All right. Brad?
Yeah, definitely the Lions.
Yeah, I think the Lions are going to be pissed off. They're going to come out firing in that game. I'll take
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Detroit as well. Next game, the New York Jets at home against the Atlanta Falcons. Nikki.
Falcons.
All righty. Chris.
Jets.
All righty. Andy.
I'm going to go Jets.
Okay.
Winnipeg.
Ed.
I'm going with the Dirty Birds, man. I'm going with the Falcons. They looked really good today against the Saints.
Yep.
Yeah. Brad.
The only good game this week is that Thursday night game. These games are so bad. Falcons.
All right. Yeah, I'm going with the Falcons as well. Finally decided to get the ball to Bijan Robinson. Look what happened.
Right. Look at that.
All righty. Next game. Pittsburgh Steelers at home against the Arizona Cardinals. Nikki.
This one, I don't know. I'll say Steelers.
All righty. Andy.
I'm going Steelers on that one, too.
Alrighty, Chris.
Tough one. Kyle Murray's looking good. Let's go with Arizona.
Alrighty, Ed.
I'm going with the Steelers. Amazing what happens when you fire your offensive coordinator. You average 179 yards a game, and then all of a sudden you have 179 yards in the first half. Gee, amazing what happens.
Ridiculous.
Yep. Brad.
Pittsburgh. I think that could go either way, but I'll pick Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this game is a coin flip game for me. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. Yeah. They're at home. Next game, the Washington Commanders at home against the Miami Dolphins. Nikki?
Miami.
All righty. Andy?
The Porpoise.
All righty. Chris?
Dolphins.
All righty. Eddie?
Hey, look, you know, Rand Crinkle is not walking out that door. All right? But I'm still going with the Dolphins.
Brad?
Yeah, Dolphins. There's no doubt about
Yeah, clean sweep for me, Miami, in that game. The next game, the Houston Texans against the suddenly hot Denver Broncos.
Jesus.
Broncos.
Lady. Andy?
Give me the Texans.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, it's wild right now in Denver. Like, is Russell Wilson back? There's no way. I don't know.
Texans. What is even going on in Denver right now?
Eddie,
whose pick is it?
Ed.
Hey, I'm a good drunk. Hey, how about for good coaching, Sean Payton?
All righty.
Go with the Broncos. How about that?
Took you long enough.
Hey, it was the buffering. I mean, you know, I must have caught Brad's buffering, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's contagious.
Brad.
The Broncos went 0-5 to start the season, right? And now they want 6 straight?
Yeah.
Fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, losing 70-something points to the Dolphins.
Yeah, it's bananas right now. But I like the Texans. I like them all year. I'm sticking with C.J. Stroud, Houston, for that one.
I'm going with the coaching aspect and Sean Payton. I'll go with Denver in that game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home against the Carolina Panthers. Nikki.
I'd say Carolina.
Hey, Andy.
This one's for Brad. Pick. Tampon Bay.
I love it.
Chris.
I'm going to take a bit of an upset with Carolina. Those division games, man, they're just toss-ups most of the time, you know?
They're 1-10.
Sorry, 1-10. Sorry, my bad.
You are in the lead, Ed.
What's up, Miel?
You are in the lead with picks. So, you know, you're going to do some research.
Yeah.
Ed, you
can't show. Kids show.
I'm going to go with the Bucks since I used to live there.
All right. Brad?
Expert analysis, Ed.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah, the Buccaneers. I don't know. I got no jokes for them. I don't know what to say. The Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'm taking Tampa in that one as well. The Carolinas, they're worse than the Patriots in that same.
They're so bad.
The next game, Los Angeles Rams at home against the Cleveland Browns. Nikki.
Cleveland.
All righty. Andy.
Going to the Super Bowl, Cleveland Browns.
Hold it strong.
Chris.
Even though the Browns got tossed around by Denver, I'm still going Browns.
All righty. Ed.
Hey, hello, Cleveland.
All right.
Yeah, listen to the movie. Last thing, baby.
Yeah, Cleveland for this one.
All right. I'm going to go with the Rams. I think Kyron Williams had like 200 yards in the offense today. I'm going to go with the Rams. Next game, probably the game of the week, the Philadelphia Eagles at home against the San Francisco 49ers. Nikki.
Eagles.
All righty. Andy.
Well, like I said, I'm here to make friends, and I'm going to go 49ers because our pal Chris is on the show, but you'll never get me to pick the Bruins, Chris. So here's your one-off.
All right. Chris?
I'm going to do you one better and go with the I'm going to go against the Niners on this one. Traveling to the East Coast, man, it's just not going to be easy.
Yeah, they're pros. They travel all the time.
Yeah.
Ed.
Well, since the Eagles just pulled it off in overtime, I'm going to go with the Eagles again.
All righty. Brad?
The Eagles have been squeaking by every week. Also, I'd like to correct
but
you.
They beat
you said
good
the game
teams,
of the
though,
week. Hold on. But he said the game team. Of the week was this game. Correction, the game of the week is Thursday night. Thank you very much. Put that in writing. Also, who do the refs pick to call a favor for? The 49ers or the Eagles? The refs call for both of these teams, man. So, I don't know. 49ers on this one just because I hate the Eagles.
Brad, I'm taking the 49ers as well. But I got to say, right now, Brad's kind of sounding like a Philadelphia Flyers fan. It's always the referee's fault.
It's always the refs, man. Who are they going to pick?
Niners or the Eagles? Fired.
Oh, man. Fired
like
on the podcast.
Deep, fellas.
Jeez. Double secret probation with that one, Brown.
Sunday night. The Green Bay Packers at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. Nikki?
Chiefs.
All righty. Chris?
Chiefs.
All righty. Ed?
Chiefs.
Brad?
How do you say Chiefs with, like, that Boston accent?
Chiefs?
Oh, Chiefs. Nailed it.
There you go, man. Awesome.
Well, all right. Last game. Game of the Monday night game. Jacksonville Jaguars at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. Nikki?
Not sure on this one. Jaguars.
Andy?
Jags.
Chris?
Yeah, stick a fork in the Bengals. They're done.
Yeah. Ed?
I'm going with the Jags, man.
All right. Brad?
Yeah, Jacksonville for this one.
Yeah, clean sweep for me. Jacksonville is the pick for me. All right, AC, that's it.
All right. So Ed's in the lead, right?
Yes.
For, okay. I was buffering like crazy. That's all right, Professor. We'll make it happen. Thomas, you want to do the lead-in for Album of the Week?
Sure, sure. All right. This week's Album of the Week is brought to you by Purchase Street Records, which is located at 53 Pope's Island, Unit 2, New Bedford, Mass., or online at PurchaseSTRecords.com or on their Facebook page. If you go on their Facebook page this week, you would have learned that on National Record Day, they set a record for their store for sales on Black Friday. So good job, Roger. I'm glad for you. So here you go.
So we got a
okay, question. Who has the buzzer? That's what I want to know. Who had the buzzer?
Who's got the buzzer? We're hitting the buzzer? Somebody score a goal and I didn't know
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Oh, there was no red light of lamp.
That was me. I'm getting updates on my phone.
Oh, geez. I thought you let one go. Boy, that was my CTE.
I have a gambling problem that just told me I won $300. Sorry.
Whoa. You want $300?
You could always buy some shirts, Tom, with that money.
Double it and give it away.
I'm saving, you know, Christmas presents.
Oh, okay.
My anniversary are in like a 2-week period.
Oh, man.
Christmas. Be right around the corner. Speaking of that, 50th episode coming up in a little while, fellas. Going to have to do something spectacular for that one. We're going to have Nikki on again, make another appearance with all the people we've had on.
Yep.
Nice shirt there, Brad. I like it. So here's the time we usually do a little round table with shout outs and stuff of the week. Chris, take it away. What do you got?
Let's see. Shout outs. We'll go with a couple of guys at my work. They just got on the podcast, right?
All so the guys down at work.
Yeah, you know, we're tearing up the blacktop all night. My alarm goes off in about 2.5 hours for that. So, but no, I have a couple of close guys that we just chit-chat, try to keep each other awake on the headset, you know, so we're not sleeping while pulling 18-wheelers around the country here, you know, up in the Northeast. So, Josh and my boy Daryl, they've been digging deep these last few weeks with everybody on vacations, and we have a couple of guys hurt, and when I need something out of them, they've been jumping up and taking care of business for me, so I'm not home stressing out all day, and so I appreciate them, and they've been enjoying the podcast, so here we go, boys. Let's do another week.
So how about we give the floor to Nikki, people you want to give a shout-out to, people you want to say hello to, let them know you're on the podcast. Go ahead, Nikki.
I'd say, just because I'm looking at my fantasy right now, I'm going to shout out to all the guys at work because I'm the only female and I'm in first place. So I'm going to give a shout out to them for losing.
Tom,
nice.
I think your segment's getting replaced, Tom.
Could be.
Tom, go ahead. You got any shout outs this week?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to one of our old buddies, Javier. I know this is a tough time of year for you, buddy. Hang in there, and we're thinking of you.
Yeah, we're trying to get you on the podcast. If you're watching, you got an open invitation to come on whenever you want and vent and do some sports picks, talk some hockey. We'll bash the Islanders and do what we usually do, like it's old hat. Brad, what do you got this week?
I just want to thank Nikki for coming on. Definitely appreciate the presence. Usually to fill that void of having a woman on the show, we just have Chris tuck his wiener between his legs. Nice to have a real woman on, though. So thank you.
Thanks for having me.
No, we
he's mad about my Dallas analysis.
Also, thanks for the shirt, AC. Perch Street Records. This thing is sick. I wore it to a field trip. Got the side eye from some people. They didn't know what it was, but definitely enjoyed wearing it.
Yeah, Ed, what do you got?
I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We're down here in the South and up North, and I'd like to say thanks to Shelly and Peggy for treating me so well on Thanksgiving, me being 1,500 miles away from home. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, so before we sign off for this week, I want to thank Nikki for coming on. It's, you know, well, I talked to her a couple of times during the week. It was one of those, I don't know, so I'm so happy that we got her on. It's nice to have a female perspective. You can ask these guys, I'm not lying. We had a bunch of emails that would come in. And when are you guys going to get some? But I wanted to have somebody on that kind of liked sports, that had a, you know, you have a hockey background, and it's fun to talk and bash the Bruins or whatever. You know, we'll get right into, you know, the more of the hockey talk as soon as I knew it was coming. But yeah, I'm so happy that you came on, and you know, I'd love to have you on again whenever you want to come on, or you know, if you get good feedback, let us know, and you know, we'll have you back on. And that's another fast half an hour. If you guys have anything else you want to add before we take off this week?
Yeah, Plitschke's phantom.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
So I made two people mad. Now you reminded me, the Portuguese fans are mad, and this dude real mad about my Dallas analysis. Portuguese Phantom, I don't know you. Come on and defend yourself, buddy.
Come on. I need some help out here.
Yeah. Big Cowboys fan, huge Blackhawks fan, big sports fan in general. Friends since we were kids. He wants money to be on. I don't think it's going to happen. You know, we're rubbing nickels. Tom just made money, and he's not even dumping any money into this podcast. But, yeah, it's a little bit at a time. It's chirping for half an hour and venting and getting everybody together and talking sports and just cutting up. We didn't cut up as much as we usually do because, you know.
We're on our best behavior.
We're trying to keep it classy. We want Nikki to come back again, say hi, and, you know, maybe – push the ratings up a little bit for us turkeys. So with that being said, I'm glad you drank during the podcast, Brad. That's consistent.
The one thing I will say is really hard to hear your accent and see you with that hat on. Really hard.
Are you talking to Brad?
No, you.
Me?
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to be a Boston Bruins fan.
Never happened. It will never happen.
That's how this goes.
It will never.
That's not how it goes. I assure you. I
don't know anything about hockey. Long time. I'm wearing a Biloxi Seawolves hat. I know nothing about hockey.
Brad, we're gonna have to
go on a field trip.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's called a 1973 podcast? It's the last time the Flyers won the Cup.
Hey,
right there. With that being said, we're going to have to cut this off before I get a little vented. I got to, there's about three or four people that have taken shots this week at me, trying to impress the ladies. I get it. I'll jump on that grenade before you get fired from the podcast, and it'll just be me and Ed again.
I can take it. Bring it back. I can take it. Come on.
So we'll cut it off this week, and I want to thank everybody. I want to wish everybody, you know, happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, happy whatever, happy Rosh Hashanah, whatever you got going on. We're thinking about you, and happy that we're here, and we'll be here all the way till next year. So for everybody, I just want to say see you next week.